Hi everybody, and welcome to Annabelle's Science A Go-Go with me, Annabelle Fox, the girl who puts the core into cosmology. Let's crack open a tub of hot science, starting with the latest gossip from the boffin community. A Swedish research team have just published a report which says drinking martinis will help you avoid dementia. Either that, or if you drink martinis all the time, nobody will notice if your mind's failing or not. To be honest, their report is a little vague, but maybe they can explain it to us if they ever sober up. Now on to my guests. Joining me today is that distinguished man of science, Professor Hadrian Spruit, director of the Mount McCabe Space Science Institute and recent nominee for the Unwin Award for Obfuscation. And with him is Daisy.
That's Dr. Poppy Zeitgeist, head of advanced particle research at Mount McCabe.
Yes, Daisy, we know you're a very clever girl. But what on earth are you wearing?
A very smart pantsuit, just like the one Joanna Lumley was wearing when she did that programme about exploring the upper reaches of the Clyde Estuary. Well, it is quite like it.
But not quite as expensive, eh? Honestly, Daisy, why aren't you wearing that darling little cocktail dress I picked out for you?
Because it keeps slipping down. You know, I don't have the, you know, to keep it up.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Daisy, I gave you the address of that implant clinic. Not that I've ever needed it myself, of course, but I believe their rates are very reasonable.
Annabelle, I wonder if I might say a few words about my new project.
Oh, well, you might as well, Hadrian. Daisy's gone all sulky.
Actually, Annabelle, I've been carrying out some very interesting research using a hypersonic probe to unlock sound vibrations trapped in fragments of ancient Viking pottery. In so doing, I've released the voices of the original skalds, reciting a variety of lost Icelandic sagas.
Yes, well, that's very interesting, Professor. Oh, do cheer up, Daisy. Look, I hear Jedward are doing a reunion tour. Maybe I could get you tickets. We share the same hairstylist.
I'm sorry, Annabelle. I didn't mean to get upset. But I've had a bit of a falling out with my rabbit, Cuddles. We haven't spoken to each other for weeks.
I know exactly how you feel, Daisy. I once went through the same thing with Brian Adams. He wouldn't say a word to me. All he did was keep singing that hit song of his over and over and over. I can't remember what it was.
Anyway, I've been working on an English translation of some of these newly discovered epics. So if I could take a few moments to let you hear some of it. Oh, deathly dark of dread and storm, when the vast vessel...
Oh, I'm sorry, Hadrian, but my director is beating his face against the glass, which is his way of saying we're out of time. So, everybody, until next time, keep your Mercury rising and your Ram will be in the ascendant.